When I was on the pathway, when I was really struggling hard to wake up, I began to get really curious about why I was actually suffering, and that kind of led to an informal study of the human condition, the human state, and to really why there was this absence of peace. If peace is the outcome of an authentic awakening, if peace is really what we all are looking for, why are we not feeling it right now to whatever degree? What causes us to suffer? What causes us to feel disconnected or divided or whatever it is that's going on inside? And I became more and more curious about this because I wanted to find the most effective way to come out of it as fast as possible. And it occurred to me that I'd never actually spent any time thinking about why I was suffering. Why did I feel bad? Why were these emotions coming up all the time? Why was my outer world reflecting back to me this disharmony that was very much present inside to some degree at all times, whether it was a low level angst or a sense of dread or feeling that something wasn't quite right, or just a dull kind of emptiness inside the core of my heart, my gut, to an outright terror and panic and just a feeling that something really bad was about to happen all the time. And most of us as human beings have just got so used to living with negative emotion that it perhaps never occurs to us to question why it is so. And especially when pretty much everyone else around us is living the same experience, that life is something that we just have to kind of get through and do our best to get through with minimal pain and suffering. And it may be a very long time in our evolution as beings that before we come to realize there might be a different way. So when we begin to realize why we're suffering, we can start to come out of it. And really it comes down to the fact that as human beings, we are constantly trying to change how we are in this moment, constantly trying to change how other beings are in this moment, or constantly trying to change our outer world some way. And usually, if we're really good at pushing against what is, we've got some amount of all of those three going on at the same time. And that is just so completely normal as a way of functioning to human beings, that it's just accepted as that's what it means to be human, that to be a human being means that we have to be constantly in argument with reality, how reality is in this moment. Why is that? Why do we do that as human beings? Why do we spend so much time and energy pushing against how we already are in this moment? And if we come right down to it, it comes down to this idea that we're not who and how we're supposed to be right now, that who we are in this moment is not adequate. It's not where we're supposed to be. And we're kind of constantly projecting out into some sense of who we would like to be in some future moment. And this is just so completely habituated that we don't even notice that we're doing it most often. And only when we encounter another being that isn't doing that, or when we somehow, when that gets painful enough that there is a break in that, and we have to, either through exhaustion or desperation or trying to do that, just backfires on us. We drop that effort to change, to argue with what is. For a moment, we'll experience peace. So why are we pushing so hard? This sense that we are not who we are supposed to be is just instilled right from the get-go. Most of us have experiences that we can remember where we felt that who we were in that moment was not acceptable to other beings and to ourselves and to the world at large. All of us have something very deep in our psyche that says, you know, when I get rid of this thing or I become this way, then I'll be better. There's this constant pushing against how I am in this moment, a constant rejection of what I already am in this moment, and just as constant trying to get somewhere else, trying to be different than I am. So it becomes this impossible task then to get to where we want to be. We have this idealized picture of who I am when I reach my perfect goal. I will be this, this, and this. But we are so habituated towards pushing towards some future goal that we couldn't even notice if we've accidentally already arrived at that. How would we know, really, if what we are is adequate and whole and already enough? If we're coming from this very basic idea, if our default software program is, I am not who I'm supposed to be yet, how would you know when you'd arrived at that perfection? Is it even possible from that place? If you're heading down this road and you're so intent on getting to the end of the road that you're not even stopping to look at where you are, how effective is that? And the sense of trying to be someone other than we are is really built on this idea that when I be this person that I want to be, when I'm finally this human being that fits my checklist of what's going to make me happy, then I'll feel, you know, when I am this person, I'll be safer, I'll be happier, I'll be feeling more love, I'll be more loved by other beings, I'll be able to love myself more then, I'll feel accepted, I'll feel respected, I'll feel content and peaceful. So we're caught in this never-ending cycle as human beings, trying to be different than we are in this moment, and trying to be different in the future too, based on what we think we are right now. This is a recipe for failure. How can we ever achieve what we want to achieve as human beings, become who we want to be, if we haven't even stopped to see what we actually are? If you set off on a journey based on where you think you are, and you've bought a map of where you think you are, and you've planned a journey to where you want to be, how far is it going to be before you realize you're absolutely lost because you're not starting from where you thought you were? Of course, nowadays with GPS, that can't happen because GPS knows where we are straight away. So we're on this impossible journey based on this fact that we all take for granted that we haven't actually ever examined. This fact being that who I am is not good enough already. It doesn't fit right into the world. So I'm going to try to mold myself into something else, with the end result of being more accepted by and valued by others, more employable, more respectable, more all of these things. And then I'll be safe, and then I'll be happy, and then I'll be free, and then I'll be peaceful. All of these things are promised at the end of this yellow brick road that never actually ends. So what's the way out of this? What authentic spiritual practice is going to bring us out of this. But firstly, we have to come to a point where we realize who I think I am may not actually be at all who I actually am, what I actually am. And that's the dawning of wisdom that we were talking about in the first session. Wisdom would say, well, I don't really know where I'm starting from. I've never really stopped to look and experience myself as I authentically am in this moment. And what if I begin my spiritual practice from that place? What if I make an effort to see who I really am already and to actually really check out if that is not acceptable and adequate? Wisdom says maybe I don't actually even need to change myself. Maybe everything I've been trying to change is based on this myth of who I think I am. And maybe that's never been the actual truth. And now we're getting somewhere here now because we can really begin to undo the illusion really quickly. Let me see who I actually am with some authentic practice. And then I'll see if these ideas still stand that I need to change. I need to become more. I need to feel safer. I need to feel more love. I need to get more peace. I need to ad infinitum. And that's around about the time where we really begin to get deeply interested in seeing what we actually are. Because you could go on forever trying to change yourself into what your mind thinks is acceptable and is who you're supposed to be. But what if who you're supposed to be is who you already are? What if who you're supposed to be is who you've always been and you've never actually stopped to look? What if instead of constantly trying to change something about ourselves or our outer world, you know, if I change in here myself, then if I'm better, then people are going to like me more, I'm going to be safer, I'm going to feel more worthy, I'm going to feel more peaceful. And then if I try to change out there, other beings, I'll feel happier when they behave differently and when they treat me differently. All of that comes into play. All of this amazing effort to argue with reality constantly becomes exhausting when we find ourselves in a retreat like this. We can finally begin to step away from all that when we say, well, let me actually look at the root of all of this and see what I actually am. And then we find ourselves in a direct practice, which we're going to do in a moment, a direct form of inquiry or meditation, where we're willing, maybe for the first time, to actually come to see what we already are. We've kind of moved ourselves away from this assumption just enough, got a little gap in between me and this assumption that I'm not who I'm supposed to be. Enough for the idea to arise spontaneously, the new thought that maybe I already am something wonderful. Maybe there's never been anything wrong with me. Maybe I've just been chasing these ideas about myself. And then our practice begins to become time spent sitting, seeing, inquiring into what we actually are. And we begin to find out, we begin to discover that who we actually are is something much, much different. Something much more whole and complete already. We begin to discover that we are the best kept secret of our entire lives. We find that there is something about us already that doesn't need to change, that it isn't ever able to be any more perfect than it is already. Although it seems to manage some ongoing improvement to perfection somehow. So at this point, our spiritual practice becomes this commitment to actually seeing reality, what is real already about ourselves. And we tend to either, for most of us, usually it's giving up this chasing this imaginary dream of ourselves little by little. We give up the motivations for chasing first. We give up trying to feel safer. We give up trying to feel more loved. We give up trying to feel worthy. We're willing to admit we may already be that. So we give up the motivations that are driving this journey forward constantly. Just one by one for most of us, bit by bit, the reason for the journeying and the striving and the arguing with what is begin to fall apart. And as it begins to fall apart, we begin to experience what we really are. Odd flashes and glimpses just for a moment, or maybe for longer. And then it gets much faster because we're going to see, wow, I'm actually something completely different. I'm actually something that's already authentically here. I'm actually already something that's not traveling, that my journey has been in my imagination. And it doesn't mean that we'll stop dreaming or imagining completely. But little by little, this motivation for arguing with reality begins to fall apart. Some beings, occasionally it falls apart all at once. Usually, like myself, it was a very slow, gradual process. And the more it fell apart, the more I wanted to actually see. The more I realized my whole struggle against myself had been based on this one idea that I am this separate being, and that who I think I am is actually who I am. And how I think I am, what sort of a person I am, what sort of a seeker I am, where I am in my awakening, all of that was never actually true. And I've always been right here and completely whole already. So how to make this journeying fall apart? Well, keep seeing what you are. Keep seeing what you are. Keep seeing what you are to whatever extent you can. Finding that wholeness even for a few seconds, touching upon it. It just takes the air out of the tires of the car that you're traveling in. It just allows you to just slow down and eventually stop. Just by seeing and being willing to see over and over again, there is absolutely nothing wrong with me already. And maybe there never was. Maybe I just never really knew how to stop and look. And maybe everybody else is traveling, so I thought that was the thing to do. I thought that was how life is as a human being. And maybe everybody else doesn't know either that there's something much more wonderful than they'll let themselves believe. Maybe somehow as human beings, we're continuously agreeing with each other's imagination somehow. But when we're ready to step out of that, something wonderful can happen. There's a gap or an opening then for you to experience yourself as you actually are, real authenticity, real honesty. Perhaps for the first time, who I am as a human being is a perfect incarnation of the divine. Perfect as in who I am in this moment is exactly who and how I'm supposed to be, and I could not be otherwise. And just the idea that I could fueled this entire journey, that I could be different and that I should be different. So seeing what you really are begins to just undo this striving against what is. It is absolutely exhausting to constantly reject yourself in every moment, which is what we're all doing until we're not. To constantly be feeling I'm not where or who or how I'm supposed to be. And it really is only for want of actually being able to see, to look, well, is that so? It's the best believed myth, isn't it, about all of us, that I'm not there yet, that there's still more work to be done, that I'm not quite, I'm almost there, I'm getting closer, but I'm, you know, still got a little bit to go. But if you're ready to see right now, then it can be a wonderful unveiling of the perfection of what you actually are. And from seeing that perfection, and it has an effect upon our humanity anyway, upon our personality anyway, it begins to smooth out the edges. It begins to allow even more light to shine through that personality, through your body and mind. It begins to heal things, it begins to fix things, only because it doesn't see anything to fix about you. Only because it comes from that wholeness where everything was always okay, better than okay. So any authentic practice, direct practice, is going to be aimed at touching that part of you which just is oozing with this perfection already, where you touch it for even a second, experience what you really are for even a second. It's undeniable from that moment, even if you may not stay there straight away, that there is something about you already that is absolutely perfect. And that you can spend the rest of your existence trying to forget that you've touched upon that and traveling again, or you can continue to dive deeper into that which is already exactly what you're looking for. And the realization begins to dawn, I'm never going to get there that way. I'm only seeming to move further away from the wholeness that's here. And there's a beautiful rest there where you don't need yourself to be anything other than you are in this moment. And you begin to see a lot more things about yourself from there. That you never were just this body and mind, that you don't even need this body and mind. Eventually you'll see that even. You can use them while they're there and they're a lot of fun to have when you know that you don't need them. They're a lot of fun to have. So it's enough just to rest in this place, your authentic being as it is right now. Just to rest in that is going to undo this idea that there's further for you to go. From the very first moment you touch what is real, you won't quite be able to believe with 100% conviction anymore that you're not already that. Maybe it'll just be 99% or 90 or 50. Every time you touch upon it in meditation, in inquiry, in contemplation, through some scripture, some beautiful music, some amazing piece of art, some beautiful sunset, anything like that, it leaves you changed. It leaves you less and less able to argue with what is, to argue with yourself, to reject yourself in this moment. Peace comes from an absolute inability to reject yourself in this moment, to an acceptance that's automatic and effortless, that what is exactly what is supposed to be right now, already. It's never going to get any better than it is. You're never going to be any better than you are in this moment. And maybe this idea that we need to be is all that's disturbed us. Maybe this idea that we need to improve upon ourselves is all that's been disturbing us. So, with that in mind, I'd like to lead us into a meditation just to begin to access that place within us again that is real. And we'll be touching upon that as many times as possible over this weekend, just to keep seeing that there is already that which is complete, that is available for you, and it is you. Become clearer and clearer. That which we're trying to change is on the surface anyway. And it's much easier just to rest in what's real, what's natural, what's effortless, and then allow all that to unravel and unfold as it wants to. Naturally, everything begins to sort itself out in our body, mind, and our world when we simply leave it be and we don't argue with it for even a second. So right now, as you're sitting, however you're sitting, and again, if you want to close your eyes, you can. If you want to keep them open, you can do that too. Just going to notice your body. Take a moment to see how it's feeling. Make sure it's comfy so that we can sit for some time. We're just going to sit for 30 minutes or so and just see, dive into an experience of what's real in this moment. So just coming to recognize all that is happening in this moment, these words, your body, however your body feels, the room that you're sitting in, the device that you're watching this on, all of that is appearing in this moment. And for each one of us, that is different. Our bodies are different. Our minds are different. Our likes and dislikes, our preferences, all of that is different. The room we're sitting in is different. But this moment itself is the same for every one of us. Just going to bring our attention to this moment itself. We can't see it. We can't touch this moment, but we know that it's here. Everything that's arising in this moment is constantly changing. And if we get caught up in that, we're going to be trying to push that change into something. So instead, we're just going to gently bring attention to this moment that all of that's happening in. And we rest attention upon the unchanging moment itself. We begin to experience like the moment. We begin to experience our unchanging nature, that which isn't trying to become or needing anything. So our meditation is just a very simple noticing of this moment, this present moment now. It doesn't look like anything. It doesn't smell like anything. Has no tangible quality this moment. We can know it's here because all of this is moving and changing inside it. The thoughts are coming and going inside it. And just a simple noticing of this moment is enough. Allowing attention to come to notice the invisible, intangible nature of this moment. And of course, from time to time, your attention is going to be drawn back to what's happening inside this moment, to a sensation in the body, an ache or a pain, or some thoughts arising, some emotion surging or energy moving, a sound in your environment. All of those are of one category. They're what's arising in this moment, what's happening, coming and going of phenomena. And they're not wrong. We're just taking attention gently from those onto this moment, the formless space that is present right now, in which all of this is appearing, including these words, including your body. Just a simple recognition that there is something constant here in this moment, that is this moment. Just a simple, simple thing of putting attention on that. What is real and stable, permanent and reliable about us? Is this vast moment in which all of this is happening, in which even this retreat is occurring? This moment is constant and unending. It goes on forever. It's not changing at all. Everything inside it is changing, coming and going, becoming, moving. As we begin to bring attention to this moment itself, we begin to notice that that has an effect upon our body and upon our mind. When we notice the unchanging, invisible moment, our body naturally responds to that, begins to just relax a little, begins to not quite be so tense. Attention, when it wanders back to phenomena and thoughts, then the body responds to that too. Just a very simple, powerful meditation to bring attention to this moment itself. This moment is always right now, and always already perfect. It can never be any different than it is already. It's silent, it's invisible, it's inherently still, it's everywhere. It doesn't need or want anything. It just is here, and maybe we haven't noticed it so much. Just recognizing there is something here, this nowness, this moment, where there isn't any future or past. It's just present, right now. And it's not a phenomena. It's not something we can see with our eyes. It's not something we can grab with our hands. It doesn't have any quality about it at all. But still intuitively we can know that it's here, we can recognize its presence. Just the noticing of this moment. Just being aware of the space in which all of this is occurring. When your thoughts move, they move inside this moment, the space of this moment. When some emotion arises, it surges inside this moment and then goes. When we hear a sound, it's heard right now in this moment. Everything arising in this moment could completely disappear, and this moment would be exactly as it is. The more that we bring attention gently back to this moment, the more we'll just feel that where we are right now is fine. There'll be a contentment, a lack of ability to suffer when our attention is on this moment. lack of ability to push against or grab. And this isn't going to get us anywhere because we don't need to go anywhere. We're just right here noticing this moment. It's always been here in the background. We're just noticing that which has no shape, that which has no form, and yet these forms are appearing inside it. There only is this now moment, continuous, unbroken, always present. Our meditation then becomes a wonderfully simple thing. Bringing attention to back to this that is not changing. That is quieter than quiet. That is stiller than stillness. Just the noticing of this moment, what that is, where it is, doesn't matter. Just to notice is enough. From time to time, attention will wander back to thoughts or to some restlessness in the body or to your heartbeat or to these words. And when you notice it's wandered, you just bring it back to noticing this moment. There is something already present here that is not demanding anything, it's not needing anything, it has no ability to travel, it has no ability to be other than it is. Resting here with attention on this moment, this formless, invisible moment. It is the support for everything. Is authenticity. It's enough that it's here, that it's real, and that you can rest here. This moment where nothing needs to be different. Everything arising is just arising, coming and going, and that will go on forever too. Just to bring attention to that which is. What is stable and unchanging already, already quiet, already peaceful, already adequate. This moment is absolute perfection, The more we gently bring attention to this, the more our attention will want to come back here by itself. Where we begin to experience that which is already complete and whole, that which was never broken. Just to notice what you can't see with your eyes, what you can't hear with your ears. Every time a thought moves, it reaffirms the presence of this moment in which the thought arises. Every phenomena that we notice just serves to remind us of that space in which it's appearing. All of this coming and going and changing reminds us of this unchanging place, points us back to this already so perfection. This moment is the beginning and end of all journeys. There's no need for any imagination here. This moment is enough. It will nourish you, it will support you, it will heal you, it will gently hold you. Just coming to realize the thing that we've all taken for granted may be the most important thing. Every time we bring attention back to this moment, we can experience it in a more profound way, experience even more of its completeness. We can experience an even deeper rest. There is no end to our ability to explore this moment. Just the simple thing of shifting attention from what's changing in this moment to the moment itself. And if some emotion arises strongly or some sensation in the body, our attention is on this moment, and those things can move as they need to move in the body. A I'd like to invite you to rest here with me, to enjoy how it feels to notice this moment. From time to time, attention will go to some nice state in the body. You notice that's occurring, just bring attention back to this moment. You won't lose that nice state. You don't need to hold on to it. It will be there. The more we bring attention to this formless moment, the more our body and mind can move as they need to, can heal as they need to, can let go as they need to, can rest as they need to. So in a few moments, our meditation will be formally coming to a close. And as we move into the rest of our day, our evening, or wherever you are, what time it is, I'd like to encourage you to stay in this meditation, even with your eyes open, even when your body is moving. It's possible to have your attention on this moment rather than what's appearing inside. Not all at once at first, just little by little. Enjoy how it feels. And just naturally, as you gently guide attention back to the moment itself, at some point it becomes effortless and automatic, and continuous to notice this moment, to feel this deep quiet that is the real nature. It becomes your natural state.